in the Santo Spirito, Rabba Sai. Today marks the shloshim of my dear wife, Shifrin Nachalavas Yosef, Allah Shalom. I would be remiss if I didn't start with the words of a chorus at Tov to the Rav Shlita, Mikey Schumann, and the entire Gra community for their support during this difficult time. I also would like to thank those who participated in the Mishnayos program, Learning as an Aliyas Neshama for Shifrin Nachalavas Yosef. And to all of you here today that have taken the time to make up the minyan and participate in the shloshim. During the week of Shiva, I received multiple heartwarming and comforting emails and phone calls from our previous community in Toronto. The ladies wrote beautiful anecdotes about Shiva's exceptional care in the matter of tznius, her dikduk hamitzvos, her expertise in kashrus matters, the laws of proper speech, her yiras shemayim, her chesed, and humility. He wrote about her ability to judge everyone favorably and to reach out to those not yet on her level. It was actually quite inspiring to hear how many lives she touched with her gentle, smiling countenance and non-judgmental teaching. I didn't even know all that she was accomplishing, but the Ribbono Shel Olam knows. The Torah knowledge that I've managed to accumulate is from my dear wife's inspiration and self-sacrifice, sending me out to learn with a cheerful smile and waiting faithfully for my return home from the Beis Medrash. There's a famous story that maybe some of you may know from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Atzal. He was learning as a bacher in the Grodno Yeshiva, and once he went to visit his uncle, Harav Avraham Yof, and the Rosh Yeshiva of Novardik. And he asked his uncle, "Who's the best bacher in your yeshiva?" So his uncle took him around, he toured the yeshiva with him, and he pointed to four separate bacharim, saying this one was the best in-depth studier, this one was the biggest masmid, this one was the sharpest, this one had the most knowledge. But Rav Chaim wasn't satisfied. He pressed his uncle, "But tell me, who's the overall best bachar in the yeshiva?" And the Rosh Yeshiva pointed to another student, not one of those four, and Rav Chaim asked, "Why is he the best?" And his uncle answered, "Because he's the greatest mevakesh, the greatest seeker in the service of Hashem." And this young man turned out to be the Stifler Gaon Zatzal. Shifrin Nachama Ala Shalom was a mevakesh, but not as an intellectual exercise. She pursued truth with ceaseless and tireless longing, looking always to do the Ratzon Hashem. It means being dissatisfied with the knowledge that one has already. It means to want more. She had the desire to grow bigger and better in areas which she had not previously developed. She strove to fulfill her potential in this world. When she searched and found the MS in Halacha, she never sat back and wondered, "Oh, that's interesting. I wonder if I'm really ready to take that on." No, she immediately integrated into her Yiddishkeit arsenal and went forward from there, teaching it to others, never questioning, never looking back, Mesiras and Nefesh to do the Ratzon Hashem, to find favor in the eyes of her Creator, attempting to fulfill her unique mission here in this world. Establishing a home based on Torah values and not allowing the corrupt outside world to infiltrate. A home where the Shechina could rest. In the Shulchan Aruch, in the laws of Yom Kippur, Simen Taf Reish Chet, which discusses mainly the Suda Hamaseches, he also discusses some of the laws of Tochacha, of rebuke. You would never think of looking there, but there it is. And as we know, there's the law of Tosefes Yom Kippur, adding on a little bit to the fast on Erev Yom Kippur. And the Shulchan Aruch writes there that in his time there apparently were a number of women who would eat and drink right up to the last minute on Erev Yom Kippur. And he says, don't protest against them so that they shouldn't be sinning b'mezid. Also in Hilchos Shabbos is a similar writing where it says we shouldn't rebuke women who are wearing their jewelry out in the streets, for the fear that they might take them off and carry them and show them to their friends. Again, they won't listen. Let them be sinning the shogay. But the reaction of Shifra Nechama, Allah HaShalom, would be punk prakert, the exact opposite. When she learned a halacha, she yearned to perform it, as Hazal and our rabbis explained it to her. There were no questions. Just show me what Hashem wants me to do now. She was a genuine Eved Hashem, on call every day for her Creator, with consistency and diligence. She was a Yiras Shemayim who wanted to get closer and closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, loving to do His will. To quote from Tehillim Ayin Gimel, it says there, King David says, "Vani kirvas Elokim li tov." As for me, closeness to Hashem, that's good for me. This is how she lived her life.
Shifra Nechama, despite the great and painful loss that we've suffered, we pray that your neshama is basking now in the light of the Shekhinah, leading to its complete perfection. Amen.
Amen.
May Hashem bring on the day when all tears and sadness will be removed from the world. It should come. B'mheira b'yameinu. Amen.
Amen.
Just a few words. There's really not much to add to that. So that was everything one would want to hear and should hear. And that's the right time of the year to hear it. We're a time now before Tisha B'Av, the time of yearning. Yearning, not being satisfied with what we have, Baruch Hashem, we're here in Eretz Yisrael. We have a shul, we have yeshivas, we have a lot. But to yearn for more and more, the person who comes into the world, he has a choice of yearning and looking forward to one of two things. Either he's constantly feeling that he needs more of physical things, wealth and pride, power, prestige, whatever it may be. Or he could be yearning for the reality of life. We are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we yearn to be closer and closer to Avinu Shebah Shemayim. This is something we could all learn from Shifra and the form of Yosef. This is what we just heard. Our whole life, or at least a large part of her life, she was focused on what the reality of life is, and just yearning for that, new opportunities to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to bring other people closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And she was zeicha to come closer, to come to Eretz Yisrael. It says, Ein Adayma, a person who made it before he was nifter to one who came after he was nifter, even if it was a short period of time. But that in itself is a maila, and she's zeicha to be over here in Eretz Yisrael. That yearning for closeness, she got the maximum closeness she had. She could have in her life, and Kanarei HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that she's yearning for so much closeness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought her up to the spiritual world in the Olam HaEmes, closer to Him, even though it's harder for us. But I'm sure that the way she was in her lifetime, she's continuing to be a tremendous Meiras Yoshev HaKlal Yisrael, which is something we Kanarei need very much, and that's that's why Hashem does it sometimes. For the benefit of all Klal Yisrael, she was zeicha b'mheira. It's also her zechus, her lichus yosha. She was zeicha soon to have the real kibbutz that we're all yearning for. Yes, Hamashiach, v'nei reis mikdash, yes, Hamesim, and there be me.
Amen.